Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Distributed nationally by the Gab Radio Network.
Only you can to make all this world seem
it's
right.
Tony Williams, the Platters lead singer from the Wayback Machine, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're spinning some platters and talking to some small business here on this show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Brian Matamore is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of 21 Days to a Big Idea. That's his new book. Also, Idea Stormers. That's an outstanding book. I helped him launch that one. And 99% Inspiration. And I think I helped him launch that one. I can't remember. Maybe not. But he's our good friend. We're talking about he's a big idea guy, folks. And he's a guy that helps us get out of our comfort zone and take new challenges and make them happen. He doesn't just get us make us uncomfortable. He gets us focused in the right direction. And Brian, we appreciate that.
Well, thank you. And
I need your website before I go any further.
The website is growth-engine.com.
All right, so check that out.
And there's some idea tools on there people can use. It's great.
Great. So thank you for that. And so we're talking about strategic alliances, folks. We're talking about not partnerships. We're not talking about networking. We're talking about strategic alliances. When I think of a strategic alliance out here on Main Street, Brian, I think of an electrical supply house that has an opportunity to bid a job, and they won't have to bid it. They can actually get the business, but they're going to have to bring with them an earth moving capability to bury some wire or whatever, some conduit that if the business will let them have the customer will let them have the business without bidding it, but they're going to have this other capability. So does that mean they go buy the tractors and hire the people to drive it? Does it mean they hire a contractor to do it? Or if it's that big, if it's that much capital, do I go borrow the money or do I just bring in another alliance, strategic alliance member, bring them in, put the deal together, it's a one-off thing, and it wouldn't happen every time, but that's the way I think of a strategic alliance out here on Main Street.
And I agree. I think the ultimate
and I'm sorry.
Power.
The reason I said it's not a partnership because when the deal's done, you go away.
Absolutely.
Otherwise,
absolutely.
It's a partnership.
I agree. And I think that the ultimate asset test of a strategic partner, or the way to think of it is can we add value by having 1 + 1 = 3 here? So if I'm an electrical supply guy and I work with this earth-moving equipment or design firm or whatever it is, can we do a strategic alliance where we're somehow adding value to the client? If not, then I would say don't do it. But if 1 + 1 = 3, in this case, the added value may be just making sure the job gets done in a much quicker time and that there are no fumbles in the handoff.
Well, that's it. So and see, it's not just adding value to the client. It's adding value to the transaction because if you've got the tractors, I don't have to capitalize those tractors. And I could hire you as a contractor, Brian, but I want you to be a little more invested than a contractor.
Yes.
You don't contract with me. You wouldn't contract with me because you're bigger than me. I contract with you. You'd say I'm bigger than you. You have contract with me. But if I've got the business, you might be my strategic alliance member.
Absolutely. And you know, I mean, if you think about a restaurant, you know, we want to talk about mainstream organizations here, right? So a restaurant owner. Well, maybe they partner with a research firm and build out, you know, a special room where people could come and taste new foods, for instance. And maybe you have video cameras set up so you could do the actual research.
Yep.
Or maybe you record things for special birthday parties or whatever. Maybe you have a strategic alliance with a video producer. You know, same with a dry cleaner. Maybe they're selling certain lines of clothes there that they think are particularly good for their clientele. Mm-hmm. The wonderful thing about, you know, existing relationships is that you have a tremendous opportunity to learn more about what that client needs.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can find out some of those unmet needs, you can then find strategic alliances where the two of you, again, can have 1 + 1 = 3. You can provide a service that they can't get anywhere else because
right.
you've integrated the two.
And the value added could be talent, it could be capital, it could be assets, it could be contacts. It could come in a lot of forms, couldn't it?
I couldn't agree more, and I think that's a good way to think about it. It's not just saving a client money. It's convenience. And I'm thinking now the client, but also obviously in terms of your own business.
Right.
I mean, you can't afford to go buy the Earth Moving Equipment Company.
That's right.
But together you have a bigger presence. And the world, and even in large corporate America, we have seen a trend where, you know, you have 3 or 4 or 5 kind of dream team partners because we have all these specialists now coming
right.
together to create a service that no one else could create.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No, it might actually be attractive to the customer. They might actually like the not only your idea, but the fact that you came up with it. They
yeah,
might be attractive
and it is a unique offering often, and often they also realize that in these times there are certain specialties you just can't get at one place. So,
right. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian, excellent job. This has really been great. I love talking about strategic alliances, and you did it so well. I need a website again,
Thank
please.
You. So it's growth-engine.com.
Will you come back real soon?
Oh, I'm happy to. I love it, Jim.
We love having you on the show. Hoping
thanks
for being
value.
Brian Matamore, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we get smarter when Brian joined us, and so we did.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.